Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, today what we're going to talk about is something that I've been doing. I love this topic, and I know Dave does too. We were chatting about it before this session or this episode began, but it is going to be on riding the PR wave. And there's so many different versions of that PR wave, Dave, like we were mentioning. And so, but before I guess we really jump into things, how's it going, Dave?
It is going well. It is a nice sunny day. It is not raining.
Nice.
Yet.
Give it 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Especially here.
So, again, I don't know like how you want to, I guess, jump into this the best. But what I'm going to say is, with as far as like PR is concerned, there's several different ways. There's people that take advantage of the PR wave, but then there's also those that use PR to their advantage, if you see what I'm saying. And so what I'm hoping that we could do is we can talk about, the differences in those and just where some of those are at. So like one of the things before we started chatting or before we started recording this episode was talking about how all the different ways that we can use PR. And so before I jump into some of those specific examples, I know that you had some thoughts on this. Why don't you get us started and then we'll just go from there.
So we're going to talk about the, how to use it. So if you have a customer service and you win an award, if you are, and Avalanche just got what, best place to work? Avalanche.
Yeah.
Best place to work in you know, the state of Utah. I'm sure you guys publish and use that in every job listing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's one way to use it. If you have landing pages and you're talking about a SaaS solution, or you're talking about, you know, if I won't say the name because I don't know if they still have the best customer service ever, but say you're a shoe company that got bought by Amazon and you used to be known for your awesome customer service. I don't buy shoes online, so I can't tell. But they used to tout their awesome customer service, or you know, whatever that award is that you won, or that PR, or the fact that you were on, you know, you got interviewed locally or nationally. You were on Good Morning America. You're on, you know, 60 Minutes. You're on whatever show, you know, talking about whatever. Use that to your advantage in one way or another. And it could be either your press page, it could be your homepage to say as seen in, don't, you know, be annoying with it. Like some people, whenever I see that person that has that LinkedIn account or that Twitter or Facebook, and it just has like every single logo on it, I just wonder about that person. And if their job title says guru.
or ninja,
because it makes me want to run away. Unless you work for the internet marketing ninjas, then you should have the title ninja. But I don't think there's anyone else really, unless you're an actual ninja, should have that in your title. That's me.
No, totally agree.
But I think there's a number of ways that anytime you can go, and if you win an award, or like, you know, for in search marketing, there's the Landies, which SMX puts on. PubCon has an awards show. There was just the Drum Awards over in Europe that I know some companies that won. Verve. I know Lisa over at Verve Search. They've won a bunch of awards for some of their like outreach stuff they've done, and they tout the heck out of it.
Yeah, and we just won a Stevie Award.
Yeah, you just won a Stevie Award.
And so it's like, yeah, that's the kind of stuff. So, and again, so how that works, you have that award and all the stuff that you just talked about, but also when you start compiling these and you take pictures and you include images, whether it be in job postings or on Instagram, whenever, again, the whole purpose of this, like you had mentioned, one of the things, a lot of the reasons why we do this is for recruitment. Like we need to find, it's really hard to find super good, talented people, and especially in certain areas, but in Utah. And so we have to have every advantage that we can. And so if they're looking at that Instagram post and they see that we're touting the fact that ABC News talked about us because we went and gave time back and helped the Ronald McDonald's house, or because we did this or that, or because they're seeing a desk full of awards that we won of like why this is such a good place to work and whatnot. Our hope is it's at least going to get them to come and give us a shot. Okay. Come and talk to us, come and see the work environment, come and see the culture that we've created. And again, I think that's a lot of what the PR can do for you as well. It can help you define that company culture. We've actually had people come to us, not just the potential employees, but clients that have come to us and said, you know, hey, we saw how you did whatever, and it was because of some PR thing, and we thought that was really solid of you. We see how you have the Avalanche Gives Back initiative or whatever, and we thought that that's the kind of company that we want to deal with. And so, and so these are, you know, a lot of the positives like you were talking about.
Yeah, and I worked for a company in the past that when we won like customer service of the year for like 2 or 3 years in a row from a Stevie Award, or I think a couple of years in a row, we would update and make sure that we posted that we'd won it X amount of times in a row on our landing pages right near the form button. Like we used every form of, you know, this is a secure site, these are all the awards we've won, blah, 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 on our landing pages. And we would test them too.
Yeah.
So that was PR that we were turning into conversion lifters. I mean, talk about riding the PR wave for an entire year and sometimes longer, you know, because if we won it in, you know, 2010 and 2012 and 2014 and 2016, it's like, look, 3 of the last 5 years, we've either been runner up or won for best customer service. If you want good customer service, you know, or if you want the best tool, you know, in this one or the best, you know, how many places do you have near you that you go and have the best burger in the county or the best tacos this side of, you know, Mississippi or Maxim picks us or Sports Illustrated says we're one of the best places or travel places that talk about your, you know, the most photo friendly town or best place to live.
Oh yeah. Well, as you're saying all that, it reminds me of even Jay-Z. There was a song that he has on one of his last album, not the latest one, but the previous one, I believe, where he's counting the fact that he won, you know, he was number one for since 2001, 2002, 2000, and it goes all the way up to like 2011 or something. But yeah. And so, you know, again, that's just PR for him. But what do you, here's the question, kind of switch gears a little bit, Dave. What do you do when that PR train isn't so positive? So like one of the examples that we had talked about previous is there, and we both saw it going around on Facebook, but it was from the Kansas City Tourism Bureau yes. or whatever. They had put out a very unfortunate typo about how many visitors per year visit them anally instead of annually. And so it was kind of a blunder, and it got shared a ton. It probably got shared more than it would have had they done it right. But like, how do you recover from something like that? Or how do you do something like that right, you know, with a PR wave, like what we're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, even if...
Or do you?
luckily, I have not had that. I once had a CEO that was like, our goal is to get on the Wall Street Journal, you know, the cover of the Wall Street Journal, but not for something bad.
Yeah.
Like our goal is not to be on there because, you know, we screwed up. But yeah, how do you take that screw up and turn it into something good? I think we talked about it before about that one company that made a cake and everyone saw something different. I forget where they were located, but we talked about it in a previous podcast. I think it was late last year, but there was a company and they made a cake and it perhaps looked like something that they didn't mean for it to look like. And it just, you know, blew up on Facebook
Well, speaking of that, sorry, you just totally reminded me of another blunder PR talking about riding the PR wave. Did you hear a couple days ago what DJ Khalid had said?
Yes.
And so, again, we can link it up because this is a family-friendly episode, and I don't necessarily want to give you guys much of the details of what he said he would or would not do with his own wife. But it was very sexist in its nature. And so there was a cake company that speaking of cake, that's why I thought of it. But there was a cake company that – that took advantage of it and made a certain looking shaped cake and said, this is some cake that you won't get any of, or something to that effect. And so they were riding that PR wave. But it also brings up a good point of, you know, do you allow your social media managers, or do you have people that leeway to be able to do stuff like that, you know, and take advantage of and not keep them on such, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Do a thing about when to newsjack and when not to. I think we should reference that one.
well, that plus also what I was getting at was just giving them the leeway to do that kind of PR, like where it's a little bit more risque, if you will, because again, we'll give you links that you could see this without getting into too much detail, but you know, the cake looked like something stuff. Anatomically and stuff. Things. And you know, it was basically, you're not going to get any of this. And so that person obviously felt that he had that leeway as the social media manager or whatever of that company to be able to do that. And again, that's my point. And I think we have to address, since we're talking about PR and taking advantage of stuff, because a lot of this is so timely. Like if you don't jump on something right away, you're going to miss the train, so to speak. And so if you're having to go through lawyers and getting this approved and that approved or whatever, like forget about it. You know what I'm saying?
If you're going to newsjack, I think we talked about it, and if I'll double check, I'll link to it, but have someone that's not in the industry, someone that doesn't have your sense of humor, find a couple people and send your idea to them and see what they say.
Yeah.
especially make sure that they do not have your sense of humor, but double check with them and then double check with your brand. Like, is it on point for your brand? Does it make sense? Does it meet your sense of humor that your company has or tends to have? Because some companies can have a sense of humor. I think if you're a bank, there's no reason for you to be talking about this.
Yeah, and you're going to confuse people. You're just going to make people think that, oh, did their account get hacked? And that's going to make them even more worried about how secure my bank is and stuff like that.
Yeah, so check with friends. Have a couple friends that say, hey, every so often I'm going to send you something because it's my job to do social media. And I have a bunch of friends that do social media. And I have probably very similar sense of humors to them. So if they were to send me stuff, I'd probably tell them I'm a horrible person to send, because we're very similar and we send inside jokes to each other all the time. Therefore, I'm a horrible barometer of if this is proper or not for your brand.
Yeah, the stuff I send you, I probably like can't send anywhere
else. Because
maybe a couple people.
We talk so much here and offline that, you know, we know so much that's going on in each other's lives that all I have to do is send you a story and you kind of get it. Again, I'd also be a horrible barometer for you. Or maybe not, because I know so much about your wife and the family and your business and stuff. But have a couple people. Funny. Is it on brand? Does your brand have that sense of humor? Does it tie in? And maybe even think about the way you're trying to spin it. Will it bite you in the butt in a week or a month? Or how can other people look at it?
I like that.
If you're going to try to do that.
So, I like that. That's great advice. But it got me thinking about a story that you had shared with me that I hadn't heard up to this point that I wanted us to talk about for the remaining time, or at least as much as we can. But because I think that it's such an awesome example of taking advantage of this PR wave. But you had shared a story with me about the Foo Fighters and the Kiss guy. So why don't you jump into
Kiss guy.
That?
His real name is Yeo Sanchez. I think he lives down in Mexico City somewhere, and I'll drop in a couple links. But I think it was a couple weeks ago now. He had a sign, just like most people do, or a lot of people do at concerts, and he got called up on stage. That seems to be happening more and more now. Like, I know everyone's had Facebook and video and stuff, and you know, Vine and whatever for the last couple of years, but it seems to happen a lot more now with certain bands. And maybe it's just more bands do it. I don't know. But there seems to be a lot more artists bringing people up. But this guy, I don't think they knew, you know, Dave Grohl knew that this guy was in like two bands and then active in one band and has played with a bunch of other bands before. he just got up there. His face was painted as Kiss Guy. You know, Dave says, "What's your name? Don't even tell me. I don't want to know. You're just Kiss Guy from now on." And the guy ripped throughout the entire song. Like, just was awesome.
We'll drop a link. It's
it was awesome. Awesome. Guys. I mean, the guy could play guitar, but as you dig into his story, he has played with multiple bands. He's played with some really big artists before on stage in the past. So this isn't the first time he's done it, but this is the first time, and it's probably because of the Kiss Guy face that he got a bunch of stuff. But what he did, which was interesting, is he put the video, he put a video up. He updated his Facebook, his Twitter, like his band site, his own website, and he pushed his own music. And since that went live, I just saw that he, on one of his Facebook or on his Facebook, like he got free Gibson guitars. So like he is really riding this wave.
And you know, eventually he's going to be called up by Kiss or someone.
If he hasn't already, and I haven't just double checked since this happened.
Sure.
But like if you went to his homepage, it, instead of just a homepage, it's like, here's the new song, you know, go buy the album or go listen to it on Spotify or go listen to it and buy it from here. You know, here's where I'm playing soon. Like he leveraged
that someone that knows how to take
every single one of his social and anywhere he could. He quickly like updated it the next day and just was trying to ride that wave to promote himself and his band off of that. Cause I mean, there's no way he's going to get that much attention otherwise, or again, probably. And so, I mean, that's like the perfect example of was there at the right time, got called up, rocked it, and is rocking it even. I mean, when did this story happen? April 20th. So we're here almost a month later and, you know, he's still trying to, you know, stretch it out and get more out of it. Good for him.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and we do, we all do stuff like that. Like I remember, you know, for example, last year, one of the first times, and I've been speaking for almost a decade now, but one of the first opportunities I've ever had to be a keynote. And so again, what do I do on some of my bios where people are interested in that kind of stuff?
Oh yeah.
Keynote speaker, you know, you throw that stuff out there because, you know, you do whatever you can to take advantage of that wave. And so, yeah, more power to him. That's an awesome story. So. But go ahead. Did you have some? Well, what I was gonna say was, I guess like my final thoughts on this would be, and again, whether it be for the sake of employees and letting people know what your work environment's like, whether it be for just riding a wave to help you with your own personal branding. A lot of what we talked about was newsjacking, but a lot of what we talked about could even go towards reputation management. And, you know, just helping you on that side of things. But basically, take advantage of any opportunity that you can without being without overdoing it, without, you know, being that person that Dave was talking about earlier. But just take advantage of any opportunity that you can let people know, you know, the things that you guys have done, that you've accomplished, why it would be awesome to work here or why it would be an awesome company to work with. You know, I think about that with lots of stuff and lots of different ways to take advantage of the PR item. So again, just think about that. Dave gave some great advice as far as running it past people. Hey, is this good? You know, would this annoy people? You know, I do stuff like that with my wife all the time. I'm like, hey, if you were to just see that. And the reason I do that is because she's always yelling at me saying that you marketers have ruined this or that. Like, you know, you marketers have ruined Pinterest. You marketers have ruined
Holly.
Anyway. So, yep. That's all. I was like, sorry. You know. Anyway, so those are just kind of some of my final thoughts.
That's why we can't have
final
nice
thoughts
things.
Before we close our game.
No, I mean, any award or any opportunity like that. I mean, if you were to win, you know, best pizza in Chicago, you could email whoever is on your list and put it out there and say, hey, we just won an award. We want to celebrate with all of you. Mention best pizza as a coupon code and get 25% off this weekend only. And, you know, leverage it. And one, you get to tout your award and let everyone know that, wow, they had the best pizza. And maybe someone that is on your list or someone that sees an ad or something goes, wow, I haven't ordered from there in a while. Or maybe last time I ordered, it wasn't that good, but they changed something, you know, and it gives you an excuse to engage with your audience on whatever social or whatever platform you have them on. Use that excuse to reach out and, you know, email blast them, hit people up on Facebook, hit people up, whatever. I get beer stuff that says, we just won this award. Have you had this beer before? You know, I get stuff from pizza places and whatever. And it's always like, we just won this award. You know, come look at, try our new tool. It's been updated and renovated. And, you know, you had a trial 2 years ago. We just won these awards. We just won a Landy. We won this, you know, come take another free trial for 2 weeks. So try to use any award or any opportunity like that and leverage it for conversions, bringing back people, whatever you can. I mean, in any way possible, within reason.
Yep, within reason. Very cool. So appreciate that. Appreciate everybody taking the last 20 minutes of their life and spending with us. And for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Sildal with Avalanche Media, and we will hit you on the next Business of Digital podcast. Thanks for joining us, guys. Bye.